But we're in a totalitarian regime right here. This rock you're standing on, we call the United States of America, this landmass, folks, we're in big trouble. You see that hearing yesterday up on Capitol Hill? I don't want to wax philosophic here. It's a Friday, and there's no need for it. I just want to explain to you one thing right now, and I need you to understand this. Everybody ready? There are a number of hallmarks to totalitarian regimes, communist regimes, fascist regimes. They all have the same end goal, which is power, correct? But the one hallmark, the one red line you can never cross, where you know you are definitely in a totalitarian regime and you no longer have freedom, you ready? Is when there's no longer a private self. This is an extremely important distinction you need to understand. If you are living in the United States right now, which most of you are, we have a lot of Australians and a lot of people from the UK and the chat and everywhere else, but most of you are US citizens. When you start to feel like interactions that traditionally were private, that the public can and will know about them eventually, folks, you live in a tyranny. You don't live in a free country. Well, put some meat on the bone, Dan. What the are you talking about? Well, we're living in a tyranny right now. Here's what popped during this FBI hearing yesterday up on the Hill. Right now, we had scooped this story before, so it's not breaking news per se, but now the whole world knows about it. Alarm grows over whistleblower claims that the FBI scooped up Americans' bank records without a subpoena. Folks, this came out. Tom Massey, the congressman, great congressman from Kentucky, brought this up yesterday, that he specifically testified that on the January 6th events after it, Bank of America gave the FBI's Washington field office a list of individuals who'd made transactions in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area with a Bank of America credit or debit card between January 5th and 7th. Oh, it gets worse. This FBI, analyst also said that they bumped up people who purchased a firearm. They were elevated to the top of the list. I want you to think very clearly and concisely about what I just said. Because when you need to explain tyranny to your kids, you need to ask them, do you feel like what you do in your life is your business and it's kept private? I'm not talking about crimes. You commit a crime, that's a public business. They're going to come looking for you. You go assault someone. Oh, I did it private. No, no, you broke the law. I'm talking about your financial records, your health records, who you voted for. These are things, what happens in your house? Are you under surveillance? We now know parents were under surveillance at school board meetings who spoke out for their kids. We now know bank records without a subpoena were given to the FBI. We know gun purchases are being monitored under MCC codes. We know religious services were being monitored during COVID. I'm going to ask you again before we move on and I get to these chilling words from an FBI whistleblower yesterday to close out the hearing. You feel free? I sure as shit don't. This ain't a free country anymore, folks. If you think that's hyperbole again or intentional exaggeration for clickbait, I ask you to answer the questions. And I just provided for, if you're free, how come your bank records were given over to the FBI if you showed up at a rally exercising your constitutional right to assemble and petition your government? How come? Think about this. This FBI entity that derives its power from you. It drives its power from you. This country runs on consent of the governed. That's not a talking point. That's a fact. This FBI that derives its power from you is turned on you completely and is now targeting you and anyone inside that tries to stop them. Can you imagine anything more dangerous and pernicious to the republic? I ask you again, do you live in a tyranny or do you live in a republic? Because if you live in a tyranny, there is no private self. There is no private self. It's all disappearing in front of your eyes. This agency and this entity needs to be disbanded. It needs to be rebuilt from the ground up with better people who believe in fidelity, bravery, and integrity. Not screw the conservatives over. Do you feel free anymore? Or do you feel like we are living with a rogue group of tyrants that will do anything to step on your junk, kick you in the face, and steal your freedom away bit by bit, a pound of flesh at a time? The only saving grace to yesterday's hearing is we should thank the Lord for having the dumbest political enemies possible.